easy to drop in, Scout.
Ugh, thanks, Grandpa. They're not as easy as they look when Dill's on them.
Let me show you a little trick I learned in the war when the bridge I was on blew up, leaving only 15 planks between me and...
life, freedom, and the American way?
Darn tootin'. And the latrine. Anyways, it's all about balance and concentration. Now pick a spot on the fence, stare at her, and clear your mind to everything else. Ready?
Hey, Grandpa, I'm doing it! You rock!
Works every time. Well, a lot of the time.
Four, three, two, one!
It is my pleasure to introduce someone who is underappreciated, underloved, and oft forgotten. No, this time it's not me. Meet Mr. Spleen.
This science club is okay. I never felt connected to my spleen before.
Straight up, Chucko. And tomorrow, field trip to the Way Out Human Body Museum.
Exhibits and rides from head to toe like... literally, I am psyched!
Mr. Beaker, dude, Sean wants to know what you gotta do to get one of those Way Out organ keychains.
You get one of these beauties when you reach the toes. Don't worry, everyone does. Last year we beat another class by a foot. Get it? Foot?
I am definitely gonna sport that keychain with pride!
You don't have any keys.
Do you know you're a very negative human being?
And now for something really breathtaking. The lungs.
Bill! Your steamed spinach on a bed of chilled spinach is getting cold. And warm.
West Virginia.
Dill! What is he doing?
Last scene, he was practicing burping the 50 states.
Burping the... is that what they're teaching him at that school?
Only on the Dill Pickles curriculum.
But what they are doing is letting me go with Tommy's class today to the Human Body Museum. I can't wait! The rides are supposed to be a blast.
And you're supposed to be the responsible adult chaperone.
West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming.
Man, I only count 49.
Alabama, Alaska.
Whole lot easier in my day. There weren't so gosh darn many states.
Alabama.
All right, Dill. We're at the table.
Bye.
Cool it, son.
Okay.
Dill!
Can't stop.
Good one, bro.
No, really, can't stop.
It's probably just one great big one. Like when he was a baby.
Thanks.
Stu, this could be serious. I'll call the doctor. You notify Mr. Beaker that you can't go. Who knows what this is?
Can't go?
Mom, half the science club is counting on Dad. My half.
Private First Class Lou Pickles reporting for duty. I'll be your chaperone, Tommy. If that's okay.
You kidding, Grandpa? That'd be sweet.
With Lulu off running with the bulls in Spain, it'll give us a chance to spend some quality time together. And don't you worry, Dill. You'll be fine.
Thanks.
Are you sure he knows it's today?
He'll be here.
Did Sean just acknowledge your existence?
I think so, if that's what this means. Okay, tick-tock, tick-tock.
Where is your grandpa, Tommy? We do have a lot of ground to cover.
He'll make up for it. We are talking about the Von Meister grandpa of all time.
I'm sorry I'm late. Couldn't find my conflabbit glasses anywhere.
You're on top of your head, Grandpa. He always does that.
I'll be a salamander second tail.
Glad to see you, Mr. Pickles. I'm Mr. Beaker. No reason for alarm, but we're 12 minutes late.
Can we just go now, Grandpa?
Yeah, I got it. It's not as if the museum's gonna get up and walk away.
Come on, Grandpa. This place is tight and out of sight.
I'll go to the Wisdom Tooth booth for information. It's my job to get you kids the stuff you're gonna need. Now you stay put.
But we already forgot. I guess he didn't see us get him.
We need a sticker from each place we go. We get all the stickers, we are kings of the keychains.
Score one Primo Mouth sticker. Hey, he'll be right back, guys.
We are never gonna make it to the toes.
And that's the story of the day they wrestled out my tonsils. Or was it my gallbladder? Well, it was something floating in a jar. Nothing like a nice, slow sail through the esophagus, I always say. Which, in the Greek, is oesophagus.
Throat boat. That's two down.
And a gazillion to go. You don't know Grandpa like we do. They'll see once he kicks in the gear.
Uh-oh. Should have used the little boy's room when I had the chance. Did you empty the tank, Scout?
Well, whatever it was, it seems to have stopped at Kentucky. He's normal.
Thank goodness.
Now, when you say normal...
Thank you, Doctor. Isn't this great news, Dill?
Wicked good. Hear the doc.
Doc.
A skeleton walks into a diner, orders a soda and a mop.
You the kid who made that film at school when fifth graders attack?
Yep, and the sequel when sixth graders attack back.
Impressive work. You're okay for a 10-year-old. You can hang with us.
Sweet! That's cool.
You'll never guess what I had for dinner last night. Ribs! Hold on to your craniums. This is gonna rattle your bones!
Whoa, the spleen screen.
Mother of all roller coasters.
Hey, Tommy! Now I know why they call it the spleen screen!
Let's go! We're still 12 exhibits away from the spleen.
Hold your horses. Got a bone to pick. Says here in the brochure that the funny bone's not actually a bone at all. It's some kind of nerve.
Talk about nerve. You're ruining my act, Pops.
Not to mention our whole day.
Huh? What was that?
Crank up the hearing aid fossil.
Man, the spleen screams one more fun thing we won't be doing today, which also means we can say adios to our keychains.
I know. Bringing Grandpa Lou wasn't exactly a great idea.
What was Tommy thinking?
M-R-E-I.
Hmm. The best route seems to be...
This way. Moving on.
Whoa, slow it down there, slugger. We're whizzing right by the heart exhibit.
It's busted, so we can go. Now?
Well, it's one less sticker we gotta get.
I love a technicality.
Bet it's pretty cool in there.
Well, that's off limits. Come on, fellas.
And that's what makes the appendix one of the most impressive, yet utterly useless organs.
Where you guys been?
Pretty much nowhere.
And it's been a zero on the grossometer.
Guys, we totally caught up. Check it out.
Toby, I don't know how to tell you this, but I guess plain English is the best way. We lapped ya. I'm giving this one to Kimmy, because she's a good kid. Knee. Get it? Kid. Knee. Okay, off to the thigh.
Yeah, we may be slow, but at least we're not catching bad joke beakeritis.
Hey, guys, it's not too late. And Grandpa's moving a little faster, in case you haven't noticed.
I'm pooped. We can all use a rest anyway, right?
No!
You look rested to me, Grandpa. Let's go, and maybe from now on you can just give us the best of instead of reading the entire pamphlet, okay?
Oh, really? Thought it was my job.
And a fine job you've done.
Oh, yep.
Turning stomach's the second best ride.
Now, these straps remind me of when we parachuted smack dab in the middle of an enemy fort, where they were having, of all things, a potluck dinner.
Hey, Grandpa, they can't start the ride until everyone's strapped in. Come on, Grandpa, maybe we should sit this one out.
Huh? I was just getting to the good part.
I've heard that old war story a million times. Could you at least tell one from this century?
I thought you liked my story, Scout.
And can you please not call me that?
Scout? Well, I've always called you that.
Listen, Grandpa, you're gonna have to get with the program, like pick up the pace and stop messing with your hearing aid and stop kind of...
Kind of what?
Stop doing all your weird stuff. Grandpa, you're totally embarrassing me.
Well, if I'm embarrassing you so much, maybe I shouldn't have offered to help out in the first place.
I just meant you're acting so...
old? Well, excuse me for living.
Grandpa.
Maybe I'm not as spry as I used to be. Maybe my hearing isn't what it once was. Fact is, I am old, and there's nothing I can do about it.
It's just that my friends...
Save it! No time for your stories right now, either. We're moving out! No dilly-dallying, folks. Got a lot of body to cover and not much time. Fast enough for you, Thomas?
All right, Pickles. Way to push the fast-forward button on your grandpa.
Yeah. We're catching up fast.
Yeah, but it'd be nice if we could at least stop and smell the mucus.
This is the left lung. Right one looks just the same. Moving on! Go, 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 go!
Hey, Grandpa, maybe we could slow down just a little.
You don't say.
Hey! Woohoo! Are you okay, Grandpa?
My sacroiliac. I just need to sit down for a minute.
Our dreams of making it to the toes just crashed and burned.
Time to ditch. You coming, Pickles?
We can't leave. He'll be fine. Just give him a minute.
Well, it's not the first time I nearly threw my gosh darn back out. I remember once when I was chasing Tommy. He'd just ripped his diaper off, see, and he was heading for the front yard. Oh, you should have seen those cute little butt cheeks flapping in the wind.
That tears it. Let's go.
And that's when he learned that bear buns and rose bushes don't mix.
But I thought the whole idea was to get to the toes faster.
Yeah, and without your gramps, we will.
We just want to check this out first.
But we're not allowed in there.
Not allowed is what we do best.
Looks dangerous and boring, so...
I say it's cool.
Oh, that doesn't look very...
Watch it! Whoa!
Oh, man!
Where can we find Dr. Cartoonian? Dr. Davis sent our son to him for tests.
He's headed into surgery.
What? Surgery?
Ooh, the leg was worse than we thought.
Leg?
Bill!
I could use some help. You want to get out of here or what?
I don't do manual labor.
My grandpa taught me the old leverage trick when we built my treehouse.
Nice shot.
Yeah, learned it from the fishing channel. It was on a lot in our house when I was growing up.
Yeah, I can guess who was watching it. The geezer, right?
You know what, Sean? My grandpa may do embarrassing stuff sometimes, but he's still my grandpa, so shut your pie hole!
What do we do about that?
Pick a spot. Stare at it. Clear your mind.
What's that gonna do?
You heard Tommy. Shut it, Sean. Let the kid work. Got it!
Big enough to be from a giraffe or a flamingo. Tommy's got to see this. Where'd you say he was again?
Survivor's Left Fountain.
Come to think of it, where are those older boys? All right, let's move it out, troops. We've got a recon mission.
Dr. Cartoonian!
There's nothing wrong with his leg! Oops, sorry. Have a nice... Hey!
I think you're looking for the other Dr. Cartoonian. My father. Try the cafeteria.
Oh, where can they be? We've looked from the head to the feet.
It's way too soon to admit defeat. We'll find them. Wait a goddamn minute here. If that heart exhibit's on the fritz, why is it beating?
Not working! Any more big ideas, Mr. Filmmaker? I'm too young, cool, and popular to die!
Tommy boy, you in there?
Grandpa!
We're trapped! The valve door's stuck!
Well, call your jet, Scout! We'll get you out!
Oh, man! You found us! Thanks! And, hurry!
Again with the hurry. What's with you whippersnappers?
Shouldn't you get help?
You go! I gotta stay here before she blows. Looks like you fellas are in the left ventricle.
Should be a pulmonary artery opening somewhere behind you.
Really small.
You're gonna have to combat crawl like I did to get out of that fort during the war. Remember?
Follow me, guys. We're almost out. Just keep going.
Whoop. Hold on, kids, I'm coming in. I'll get to you.
Hey, Grandpa, isn't this just like the sewer pipe your platoon escaped through?
Well, I'll be, sure is. Only smells better. Okay, that escape's a perfect synchronization now. One, two, three, crawl! One, two, three, crawl!
Okay, I'm glad you tell war stories.
Good. Because there's a whole lot more where that one came from.
Dill!
Mom! Dad! Of all the people at this table, which one is totally burp-free?
Me! This doc's the doc!
That's wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Cartoonian. Senior...
Yeah, how'd you do it? Cabbage and syrup? Jeez, Dill, that's odd, even for you.
That's how I did it. Works every time.
Still, one can't help but wonder how you stumbled upon this effective yet scrumptious cure.
When you've been around as long as I have, you have time to try just about everything.
Well, he's cured, and that's all that matters. Right, Dill?
I'll ask.
Kidding! Cool! Now I have a liver inside and out. Love the keychain. Good! But you still need a key.
There's time for one more ride on the spleen scream.
Yeah! Let's go, Scout. It's what you've been waiting for, right?
Grandpa, there's actually something I'd rather do.
So once you got your company out of the sewage pipe...
The enemy was everywhere. We were surrounded. I had to think fast on my feet to get out of that pickle.